Tell me what's going on with the pig.
Well, we are proud to announce the results of a 2.5-year study that we've been working on. We're going to refer to it as the Old World Series. About a week or two from now, we're going to release the first of a series of quick releases. The first one you've got in your hand right now is a 12-year-old with a Sauterne finish. After the Sauterne finish is played through the market, it'll be hot on its heels, will be a 12-year-old Madeira finish, and then a 12-year-old with a port finish. By June, we're going to release our first real line extension. And that line extension will be a married finish that combines the best of the Sauterne, port, and Madeira. I can't tell you the percentages because the percentages will be at least in part determined by feedback from the consumers and bartenders that taste the products.
Where will this be available? And sometime in June, you say?
Well, the final product, the married finish, will be available any place that you can get Whistle Pig. Individual finishes will be in our big market, so you'll see it in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and it'll literally flush through very quickly and be gone. It's kind of like, you get to know individuals before they get married. So we're giving everybody a chance to get to know Sauterne and get to know Madeira and get to know port, and then we're going to marry them, and then you get to see the glory of the marriage.
Now I got to ask you a tough one here. I'm hearing reports, and people are asking me whether you've stopped sourcing whiskey from that distillery in Calgary that you can't officially name, but which we all know as Alberta Distillers. Are you actually not sourcing from them anymore? Are you sourcing American whiskey now? What's the status?
Okay, it's a great question. We really want to be upfront about it. It was never our intent to start that way. We wanted to start by making our own in-house. And, kind of an amusing story, if it wasn't so dramatic. We sat down, we said, great, we're ready to go. We got a rye field, we got water, let's go. And we went to the government in Vermont and said, all right, what do we need to do? They gave us a sheet of paper, and it was very nicely organized, see the ABC guy, see the building code guy and everything. And we're just blasting through the line, getting signatures and tick marks on all the boxes. I got two-thirds of the way down the first page, and there's a line called Act 250. And Act 250 is a noble purpose act. It says you won't turn agricultural land into non-agricultural purposes without just cause. And we thought, well, that'll be an easy check mark. We're growing grain. We're pulling water out of the ground. We're making whiskey, and we're going to feed the cattle right on our own farm. So we go to get the check mark, and they say, let's see. That water may not be an agricultural use. So we have to submit you to a full review. Well, immediately we threw up red flags and said, it's going to be years. Because once they throw you up for the review, anybody who has any issue at all can just stop the works for testimony and hearings and whatnot. And we needed to go. So we went to the only distillery in the world that was capable at the time of making what I wanted to make, which was 100% rye. We went to them, bought some laid up whiskey, contracted with them to make some whiskey going forward, and we launched Whistle Pig with it. We put Product of Canada on the label, and off we go. And as we all know, Whistle Pig is double barrel aged. Eventually, we started bringing it down and doing the second barreling at Vermont. And the government came back and said, now wait a minute, it's not a product of Canada anymore because the Canadian juice is now an ingredient. So take Product of Canada off the label. So we took it off the label. And then people accused us of lying because they knew it was from Canada, even though we've been forthright about it all along. And so we took it off the label. Then, with all the fluff that's been going on recently, the government came back and said, can you put Canada back on the label again? And so it makes us look stupid. But in the meantime, we've been growing our own grain and shipping it off to other distilleries. Some in Canada, some in the United States. And that's been going on now for several years. And that process will continue. So we will continue to get some whiskey from Canada, some from the United States, but it's from grain that we grew. We finally cleared Act 250 last year. Hallelujah. The still is being made, and I just talked to Vendome. It will be delivered in June this year. And it's our intent, hopefully by July 4th, fingers crossed, that we'll be able to turn our own still on and make our own whiskey in-house. So that's That's the long and the short of it, and I intend to celebrate with a marching band and fireworks.
I know it's been a long time, and you've had a lot of heartache throughout this whole process. Has it been worth it for you and Raj and the family?
Oh, heavens, yes. You know, all along, our vision is just one thing. It's to bring the best tasting rye whiskey to market that we possibly can bring and present it to the American palate. And we think we've been fairly successful with that. Whether it's source whiskey or stuff that we made in-house, the goal has always been bring a really good tasty whiskey to the American palate. And we were the first guys to have the guts to go and bring a whiskey across the border and present it to American palate as is. And so, you know, we're unabashed about it. We're not ashamed. We're proud of it. And we're glad that we've had that success. The brand is speaking for itself. You know, it's hard to go into a place that doesn't have it in New York now. So it's a celebratory thing. It has definitely been worth it. It's been a major labor of love, but it has been worth every step of it.
What's going on with your other distilling clients and consulting work?
Oh, good grief. There are so many things. You know, obviously, you know, Hill Rock continues to plow along with their Solera bourbon, their double cask rye, and their single malts. Later this year, we're going to release our smoke bomb. When I first started at Hill Rock, the one thing that Jeff asked was that eventually I give him a really, really over-the-top peaty smoky Scotch-style single malt. It's in the warehouse. I'm looking forward to it being ready, hopefully sometime late in the year this year. So I'm kind of glad about that and ready for that to come out. And then the last one that's of particular note that I'm having a lot of fun with right now, there's a Jay Rieger and Company out of Kansas City. And they're reintroducing a product that's a pre-prohibition era style whiskey. It's a marriage of two different styles of whiskey and that are each 8 years old, along with some 14-year-old Oloroso sherry. And that has hit the market like a storm. They've priced it nicely. It's flying off the shelf. And if you can get a hold of that, you should definitely get it and try it. It's worth it.